Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with us. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. I encourage you to check out his website, joelbarker.com. His books are there, his films are there, all the things that he does. I promise you, I haven't been without Joel's wisdom for over 20 years, and I don't intend to, and I encourage you to do the same. Joel, talk to us about what you've been reading lately about the competitiveness of America's universities.
Well, you know, when I was in Malaysia, I was very impressed with this effort toward innovation, but I was also impressed with how they are really trying to build up their universities. And it's one of these stories that we have to be sensitive to, because the United States, in many ways, acts like it has a monopoly on the greatest universities in the world.
Well, we were the gold standard at one point.
Yeah, and actually still are. If you take a look at the Shanghai Ranking Consultancy, it's a Chinese group, 17 of the top 20 universities are American, 35 of the top 50, right?
Right.
But here's the point, and it was actually in the Economist article, and I sent you the reference on this, mm-hmm. which is we, in the 50s, our car companies were the same domination, and we assumed it would just continue. That's just the way it was going to be.
Yeah.
And what they're saying is, no, there are now other universities in the world who are really looking to challenge us, and our own universities, through their pricing mechanism, are putting more and more Americans out of reach so that they can't go, which means only the best kids from the world who have special scholarships from their nations can come, and that means they go back to their nations as PhDs as a base to build competitive universities and colleges against us. And so one of the issues that is now one we have to think about very carefully in the country is how do we keep our universities competitive on a worldwide level when, in fact, the behavior doesn't look like we want to.
Right. Well, how do we do that? I mean, one thing we got to do is not assume that we've got the franchise on the great education, but I'm trying to think of the book, I've forgotten the title of it, but I'll think of it in a minute. But it was about the fact that in the old days, people would come from other countries and come here to get the education and stay.
Yep.
And now they're coming here to get education and go back.
Absolutely.
They're going home. But what you're saying is if we don't watch out, they're not going to come here.
Well, as all that intelligence and training goes back, they can build their own universities,
right.
And then they don't need to.
That's right.
See, I mean, that's
that. But in some ways, you know, isn't that so? As long as we can stay competitive ourselves, isn't that a great gift for America to do? Isn't this comes full circle back to the first thing we talked about, which is that innovation in other parts of the world drives liberty. Education is going to do the same thing.
Education is it's our greatest export, if you think about it.
Yeah.
It's our most powerful export. And all that I'm pointing out, and the article points out, and I'll just give you an example to show you about the bloat that's going on.
Mm.
Harvard increased its administrative spending per student by 300% between 1993 and 2007.
Wow.
In some universities, such as Arizona State University, almost half the full-time employees are administrators.
Wow.
And so what this article is about is the efficiencies. In fact, mm-hmm. the U.S. News and World Report said if the universities were corporations, they would be perfect targets for a hostile takeover.
Right. reset the operating statement and become more efficient. Joel, talk to us about talk to us about magnets.
Okay, just one other little piece that I was pointing out. I was following the Technology Quarterly in The Economist magazine, and they had an innovation at the Verge story in which a company was looking at the maglev trains. You know, the Chinese mm-hmm. are developing. We actually start the technology, but the Chinese are building. And they said, you know, that's interesting because if you take magnets and use them the same kind of theory in using very powerful magnets, instead of lifting and elevating a train and running a train at high speeds, you can actually measure between two very powerful magnets the density of a fluid between it.
Hmm.
Measuring density of a fluid is actually a fairly difficult thing. You know, you either have to have a very...
And what's the application? What's the benefit?
Oh, you can tell whether it's impure. You can tell in terms of whether it has the right kind of balance, for instance, milk, how much fat it has,
right,
and things like that. So,
so a mechanical process to evaluate a fluid rather than a chemical process.
Exactly. And this new
less intrusive
effort allows it to do it for maybe $5.
And maybe you could do it remotely when you're out in the field or something.
Absolutely.
How about
you
that?
Can do that.
Rather
but
than
in developing countries, yeah, you could also measure impurities in the water.
Water,
stuff
yeah,
like that.
With a little out in the field. Hey, Joe,
yeah,
always a pleasure, always exciting, and always educational when you join us. Thanks so much for being here.
Good chat.
We'll
good
see
chat
you next time. Joe Barker, ladies and gentlemen, what a great resource he is for us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.